Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain from beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah. Rising, I can feel it rising, all the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through, and I feel this God song rising up in me. Amazing. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain from beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising, all the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through, and I feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
When in danger, make me brave.
alone I stand. Shield me with thy mighty hand.
Heavenly Father,
when in danger makes me brave, make me know that you can save. Keep me safe by your dear side. Let me in your love abide.
Father, lead me.
Father, lead me.
Heavenly Father, that's our prayer this morning. Yes, you can clap while I'm talking. That's good. Clap for the Lord. Father, that's our prayer. Help us stay in your way, Father. Help us to walk in your ways and your paths, Father. We want to see your footsteps and walk in them, Lord. And those are really big footsteps and long strides. But Lord, give us the strength and the perseverance to put each foot in front of the other and just keep up with you, Father God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love that we don't deserve, but we accept, and we are very, very grateful. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Kids, you know where you're going. I think this might be the coldest Sunday we've had in 2012, don't you think? Yeah, I think that. Some people are trying to act like they're hibernating in the cave somewhere. Just to let some of you know, yesterday Dane and Kathy and Regina and I and Mary Wade made a little pilgrimage up to Charleston to be a part of the memorial service for Roberta Butt. We've told you a little bit about Roberta. For those of you who didn't get a chance to know Roberta, she was a wonderful blessing and a great encouragement. And part of the reason that we exist today is because of the prayers that Roberta prayed with us, for us, over us. Some of you do know, some of you don't know. No matter where we were, whatever configuration we were in, whether we were in Georgetown or whether we were at Jacob G. Smith, wherever we were and Roberta was, before anybody got here, no one knew, but Roberta was walking the halls and praying. She was a wonderful, great, powerful intercessor. And that word was actually used yesterday as she was being described, and it was true. But the one thing that was left out yesterday was they were just... Whenever Roberta prayed, you didn't always just see the things that she was praying happening in the physical world. There were things that were moving in the spiritual realm that she was praying about that made everything else possible. And it was good to be around her family. She had more kids than I knew she had. And she obviously had more grandkids than I knew she had. But it was great to reflect on her life, to remember those investments that she had made in God's kingdom, and to be thankful for her, knowing entirely that she is right now, she's with Jesus and she is just fine. I don't have any question about that whatsoever. So just to share that with you, it was very, very good experience for us. On the eve of, not eve, but I guess the Sunday before, next Sunday we're going to be breaking up into what we have called before breakout groups. We'll have three options at 9:30 next Sunday. One of those options will be to use some of the teachings that we've shown before and we've gone through. It's a series called That the World May Know. Some of you, means nothing to you. It's fine. It's really good stuff. There's a guy named Ray Vanderland who has done a lot of biblical, archaeological, and historical studies. And what he does is they videotaped him on site at some of the places that he's talking about. And what is their relevance to us and their relevance to the gospel getting developed and passed out to the world. It's a really good series. Dane's going to be leading that. Dusty's going to be leading a series dealing with the battle that we're in and the spiritual aspects of our daily lives. And then Regina and I will be doing kind of the thing that we always do. We're going to be doing something that relates to a growing, healthy marriage. So those are all the options that are out there. And if you know somebody who would be interested in any of those, make sure that they know that we start that next Sunday. Today, as I was asking God what it is we needed to talk about, what it is I needed to do, one of the things that I sort of heard was that I should get out of the way, and the other was we talk about a lot being like Jesus. In fact, it's my full conviction, I think it's pretty well scripturally documented, that God's a whole lot more interested in me being like Jesus than He is my comfort, my convenience, and me being pampered. So His goal is that I be more like Jesus and you be more like Jesus. As I thought about that, I thought, well, what do we need to do? Because you see, we talk about that all the time. In fact, you and I today, we're going to go through some scripture, and I'm going to let you pick out some of the things that you can find that the Bible says, this is what Jesus was like, this is what I'm supposed to be like. But that's just the beginning for what we're going to do. To get started, though, I wanted to point out that with a couple of brief videos, that being like somebody is not new to our culture or to the human condition. So, John, if you would run that first short clip.
Sing, Lola, diddly, zing, boy. Scabby-doo-hoopy-dee-zee-boo-doo-zap-dilly-up-dee-dee-moy. Wanna be a man, one, one, lorang, warang, you dang, you dang.
We got him, King Louie!
Yeah, yeah, man, we got him,
So you're the man cub. Crazy.
I'm not as crazy as you are. Put me down! You cut that out!
Cool it, boy. Unwind yourself. Do 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 do. Now come on, let's shake, cousin.
What do you want me for?
Word has grabbed my royal ear. Have a banana. That you want to stay in the jungle.
Stay in the jungle? I sure do.
Good. And old King Louie, baba doo baba doo, that's me, can fix it for you. Have two bananas. Have we got a deal?
Yes, sir. I'll do anything to stay in the jungle.
Well, then, I'll lay it on the line for you. Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, too. You see, it's true. Shoo-bidi-doo. An ape like me can't let you be human, too. Part of the deal, cuz lay the secret on me of man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire.
No, we can't keep watching it. So what did King Louie want? He wanted fire, but he wanted to be like a man, okay? I want to be like you, right? Okay, and that didn't just start there and it didn't end there, okay? We have other evidence that we can point to of the desire to be like somebody else.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. You got to see that's how I dream to be. I dream I move.
I dream I grew like my dream. If I could be like my
I'm gonna be, like Mike.
And all you have to do is drink Gatorade to be like Mike. All right, so why do I give you these little introductions? Basically, if our job is to be like Jesus, and it's something that, to be like somebody else is kind of wired in us, okay? And Jesus is the one that really is the only one who fills that gap in our lives. That if we will be like Him, we will be fulfilled. Okay? There'll be something met in us that will not be met in any other way, okay? So what I want to share with you just for a minute is a couple of questions. First question, John, if you'll be there. We know that we're supposed to become more like Jesus, but how? Because I know a lot of people, and you probably know a lot of people, that know that the Bible tells them that they are supposed to be more like Jesus. But then they can go through an entire 2-week period or longer, and at the end of that time, they can say, I'm just like I was 2 weeks ago. And they'll tell you that they know Jesus and they love Jesus. But you and I both know that that's not the way it's supposed to be. But those little words at the end of that question wear us out. How does it happen? Because evidently, just kind of riding the roller coaster of life, it doesn't happen, does it? If you just live days, and you just make it through days, it doesn't just happen. So there's something, evidently, if that's not the way to do it, there's something we've got to learn about how to engage and do it. Does that make sense? Because don't we do you want to be more like Jesus? Okay. Yet we don't want to, also, we don't want to have to feel like we are being legalists either, do we? Because that's not the way of Jesus, is it? So somehow, we've got to find what it takes in order for us to really become more like Jesus. Next slide. So, how do we cooperate with the change that God desires in our lives? That's where we are today. So what I'm going to ask you to do in just a second, I'm going to put some passages up on the screen. And I want you to gather in groups of no more than 4. And I want you to look at some of the passages. Some of them are longer, some of them are shorter. If you look at a short passage, look at 1 or 2. If you look at one of the longer passages, you may only need to look at that one. But what you're looking for when you look in these passages, you are looking for what it means to look like, be like Jesus. That's the first thing. You identify in that passage, what is it here that the Bible's stating that I need to be like because I'm supposed to be like Jesus. And the second thing that I want you to do, after you've identified a couple of attributes or characteristics, I want you to talk about how is it that you get there. What kinds of things does it take in life for me to look like Jesus in that way? And it may be different for each one of us, but we need to share some of those things. Because too often we talk about what we know we're supposed to be like, but we don't talk about what it takes to get there. And then in a little while we're going to debrief on some of these things that you've found and some of the ways that you've talked about that it takes to get there. All right, is that clear? Okay, John, if you put the slide up, it's got the passages on there. There's 8 passages. Some are short, some are a little bit longer. And again, if you would, get in groups of 4. Okay? Groups of 4, you got a group of 3, that'll be fine. But no bigger than 4. It's kind of hard to do more than 4. Okay, hopefully you've had a chance to look through several of these passages. Now what I want to do for a few minutes, I want you to identify one of these attributes or characteristics, and then I want you to kind of mirror a little bit some of the discussion that you had about what it takes for you to look like Jesus in that area. I guess you could say you could fill in the blank on this statement. What does it take to be blank like Jesus? What does it take to be... Give me one attribute you came up with in your group, Regina. Okay. What does it take to be humble like Jesus? Okay, so you tell me the attribute and you kind of give me a little bit of the discussion. So let's, since you said humble, okay, so what, What does it take to be humble like Jesus? So, what was your processing on what it takes to be humble like Jesus? Be humble. Put yourself off. Okay. All right. Or put yourself second or whatever you want. You can film. Okay. All right. Where does that happen? When do we learn the lesson? When do we learn the lesson of humility? Caring for his wife. So putting himself aside and being willing to care for her and taking that, making that choice to care for her and put her first for him, that's the crucible of humility. Did anybody else talk about humility? Did you all have a little discussion about how you got humble like Jesus is humble? Okay. Which is another characteristic. Obedient. Okay. You got humility, and then now we have, what does it take to be obedient like Jesus? So where in the, what does the crucible of obedience look like? How has it looked for you? They have kids over in their home who are, in a lot of ways, very different from them, but they've built relationships with them and invited them into their lives. And that was a matter of obedience. They felt like God was telling them, this is something you need to be doing, and they humbled themselves to do what God was telling them to do. The crucible of obedience. We're in process. We're becoming more like Jesus. Okay? Another attribute, characteristic. Something you see that we're to be like Jesus. Okay? All right? Unconditional love. All right? What's the crucible of unconditional love? Do we have any stories about how God has taught you to love people unconditionally who were maybe not lovable? Because isn't that the crucible, or where we learn that? When somebody's doing something that is not something that we like or enjoy or appreciate, but we love them anyway. Okay. We need to be playing those movies in our head, because that's where the rubber hits the road. We know we're supposed to love people unconditionally. I want to love people unconditionally. But when God gives me an opportunity to love somebody unconditionally, what do I do? Am I being more like Jesus, or am I being more like Rick? I believe it's in those, that and big, but it's not letting that kind of opportunity go is where we learn, where we change. We do not change when we are conveniently taken care of, fat, happy, safe, secure, my world isn't rocked. We change when we have to make a decision. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I don't mean a decision is in up here between my ears. I'm talking about a decision that affects the way that I live or behave. That's right. He doesn't love me any more than he loves anybody else. Although we kind of, it's hard to be like Jesus. Really. Okay. Which is why Jesus, when he was talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, essentially in the Rick Smith paraphrase version said, y'all talk a good game, but you missed the point. And I think as we walk around all these attributes and these characteristics, we have to look at what it really means to follow Jesus. It doesn't mean that you have all this content pent up between your ears. It means that somehow it makes its way into the way you behave, the way you think, the way you make choices in what you do every day. So, to talk about what a mature believer looks like, it's somebody who's gone down the road in not just knowing all this stuff we're talking about, it's in actually giving it a chance to invade their lives in the hard places, to really be like Jesus. We need to make sure that we understand that when Jesus looks at us, when that's all that matters, that His expectation for us is that our lives be changing to become more like His every opportunity. And that for Him, it's not so important that we have all the right Bible answers, but that we are living the Word. Blessed are you if you He said, not again, Rick Smith paraphrase version, you don't just let the things I say go through your ears, but you let it change your life. So, the things that you perhaps came across, being humble, obedient, sacrificial, I heard that somewhere. What sacrificial here? I heard the word sacrificial. How do you become sacrificial like Jesus? Well, you can't be a tightwad. You can't be a tightwad and be sacrificial, can you? There's got to be a freedom, a flowing, a generosity in your life, or you won't be sacrificial. Servanthood. Heard that here too? Some other places? Serving, servanthood. Forgiving. I know I heard Stephen. I know I heard you talking about forgiving. Anybody else deal with forgiveness? Talk about forgiveness. If you want to be like Jesus, just wait for the next opportunity in the next 30 seconds to have to choose to forgive somebody when they don't deserve it. You'll be more like Jesus if you can make that choice and really choose to deal with it the way Jesus did. Faithfulness. Being faithful like Jesus. Trustworthy. Dependable. Consistent. Being thankful like Jesus. Realizing that you didn't just get what you got because you worked hard. It's because God allowed you to be in a place and provide. And we lose sight of that way too often. Being joyful. I heard joy. Where was that? Where was that? It was over here somewhere. See you guys? Okay. Being joyful. Okay. And the only, where do you learn, where's the crucible of becoming joyful? Life. And especially the times in life when all those circumstances aren't going your way, right? Yeah. When your team loses all the time. And it's frustrating when you're a kid. You know, you have an opportunity for your children to learn what does it mean to be joyful. Okay. Mercy. Merciful. Whenever you want to get even, but instead of getting even, you choose to let them off the hook because you remember that somebody let you off the hook whose name was Jesus. Last one that I had was encouraging. Learning how to be encouraging like Jesus. Where do you learn that lesson? Where do you become more like Jesus as an encourager? What do you have to do? You have to encourage. You have to get outside your own little circle, don't you? Because to encourage others, you have to do that Philippians 2 stuff. You have to put the interests of others before your interests. Because sometimes it's more important to you that somebody else excel instead of you. Perhaps you need to be in the background and you need to let them be the one up front. Is all this making sense to you today? We do have to let the Holy Spirit empower us, but we have to have the want to and take the opportunity in the situation for us to become more like Jesus. This is what it means to follow Jesus. Because he didn't say, if you can memorize everything in Scripture, you're done. But what he said was, can you do what I did? That's what he told his disciples, right? Because they would say something to him, he'd say, well, but can you do this? And they would think, oh yeah, I can do that. Okay, you will. Do you remember those kind of conversations that he had? All right. My encouragement to you is that as God provides your opportunities this week, that you document your opportunities this week. Whenever he gives you a crucible or one of these characteristics or attributes that Jesus exhibited that you know he wants you to grow in this week, document it. Okay? You can do that by writing in a journal. You can, I don't know, you might want to put a gold star on your bathroom mirror. I don't know. Whatever it is that works for you. Write your little thing in it, you know. This day, learn this lesson or, you know, whatever. Whatever it takes to be like Jesus. All right, let's bow. Lord God, we know that your greatest good for us is that we would be more like your Son. And we are thankful that he gave himself for us, that he died on the cross, that we can have all these changes take place in us. And we thank you that he sent the Holy Spirit to bring his life to us. That, Lord, if we would make the choice, we'll find that you give us the strength and the wisdom and the energy to make the choices and live the life that Jesus had. Thank you for loving us and not leaving us alone. Help us to be like that to other people. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.